Welcome to Mastering the Law of Attraction. I'm Andy Shaw. This is written by me and is read by me. The Law of Attraction is not about knowing that it exists and learning more and more stuff about it. It's about getting you real life results, and that's what I intend this to do for you today. Introduction. What you can expect to get. My intention with Mastering the Law of Attraction is to A, demonstrate why the Law of Attraction always works, and if you found it doesn't, then B, explain exactly how to use it so that it always does for you from now on. And also C, to teach you how to become a master practitioner of it, so you can get all you desire from life. Does that sound good? Well, before going any further, just for a few seconds, I'd like you to imagine that happening. I want you to pause now and just for 30 seconds, choose to see yourself as someone who can make it work. And that is, in fact, a master practitioner of the Law of Attraction. But before you pause, you probably have a voice in your head say, not to kid yourself. Or perhaps you'll just doubt that you're capable of achieving it. That's okay. We'll fix that faulty thinking later. For now, what I'd like you to do is just for the next 30 seconds, imagine that you are that person. Just tell the voice in your head to give you a break and allow you to dream for just a few seconds. And maybe even do a deal with the voice in your head and say, you'll let it go back to doubting all of this later. Yes, I know, talking to yourself is supposed to be a bit insane, but I suggest if you wish to become a master practitioner of the Law of Attraction, then you may just want to go with this. I suggest you relax and allow me the time to explain everything to you as we go through. Is that okay? So now, for just a few seconds, dare to dream. See yourself in, say, a few years' time as someone who is a master of the Law of Attraction. Don't look at the stuff you created over the next few years. Instead, just see yourself as someone who has done it and enjoy that feeling for at least 15 seconds. Without any doubt, just being present. Pause now and do it. Okay, here's what to expect. I created this to make you a master of this wonderful Law of Attraction tool we have all been given. So the idea is by the end of it, you have the skill set required to become and be the master you were actually designed to be. Yes, you were designed to be naturally successful, and so it's not hard for me to get you back on track, despite what you may currently think. During this short course, I'm going to share with you some stories of the numerous things I've manifested using the Law of Attraction, and I'm going to share a few stories of what my students have achieved doing it too. I promise you that their stories are going to be from down-to-earth people who are just using the structured thinking techniques I teach to achieve some pretty impressive stuff. I'm going to give you all the structured thinking techniques which will allow you to use the Law of Attraction to get what you want, instead of accidental thinking, which mostly gets you more of what you don't want. So look out for those techniques as we go through, because the results you'll get when applying them really will blow you away, and they are quick and easy to learn. Before I give you some of the key techniques, though, I want to give you plenty of proof of this technique I use is working for me and my students, as when I do show you, I want you to obviously accept it as real, and most importantly, that you have this power too. I'm also going to get you to consider some things as we go along, as when I get you to think for a while, you change your thinking pattern, which, to go technical for a few moments, is about brain plasticity. Because as you change your thinking, it becomes easier to accept things which you have previously doubted. Then I will prove to you shortly those doubts are literally killing your dreams. So my intention is to get your brain changing whilst we're going through this so that your default way of thinking is to use the Law of Attraction to progress your life. You don't need to really know much about brain plasticity, thank goodness, just that it works and will work to your benefit if you follow the techniques I'm going to teach you. Just so you know, until recently, the brain was seen as a rather static organ, but it's now clear that the organisation of brain circuitry is constantly changing as a function of experience. So the easiest way to alter your thinking is simply by putting up a signpost in your mind and getting you to consider something when you see the sign. That's about as complicated as I'm going to make this, okay? I'm also going to show you something that should blow you away and shake the foundation of all you currently think you know. When I do that, you'll see how knowing the Law of Attraction exists and knowing how you're supposed to use it does not equate into you being able to use it, and in fact can prevent your ability to use it. When I'm finished explaining all this to you, it will make it impossible for you to not become a master of the Law of Attraction. This is because I like to make it harder for you to fail than it is for you to succeed. That way, as humans, we always default to the easy way. And the easy way for you is always going to equal success. So now, does that sound very good? First, a little about me and why I can teach this to you. My great uncle Dave gave me the greatest gift anyone could ever give me when I was 13 years old in 1980. He told me I was going to be a millionaire and I was going to have a great life, and that I had a few bits missing from what I needed to succeed, but that not to worry, as the people I needed would come to me. They would come into my life as I needed them, and that all I needed to do was notice them and look for a way to get them to help me. I asked him, how would I know them? And he said to me that they would have a sign on their head. What he meant by that was that I would feel they were being sent to help me. And I can honestly say that they do. And I see the sign the first time I meet them. I just don't always recognize it because sometimes in my past, I've been too busy. I started in business in my early 20s. And people viewed us as a big success by my early 30s. Though I wasn't what I considered rich. And one day noticed that I wasn't yet the millionaire my Uncle Dave had predicted. So I set about becoming rich and set myself the ridiculous goal of being a millionaire in 2 years. I became a millionaire about 6 months later and a multi-millionaire just 2 weeks after that. Within the first year, I'd made over £5 million, probably nearer £10 million. Later, I wondered why I'd achieved such a bad goal so spectacularly. And I realised I wasn't chasing the money. My true reason why was I wanted the kudos of being able to call myself a millionaire and to prove my uncle was right. Nearly 2 years after my first big success, I read my first personal development book called Rich Dad Poor Dad. At the time, people were coming up to me and virtually begging me to teach them how I became rich so fast. I said that I didn't need to teach them, that the formula was written down in that book, and they could learn it from that. The next book I read was Think and Grow Rich, and the formula was in there too, as it was in all success books. After a few months, people started coming back to me, disillusioned and saying those books didn't work for them. This shocked me, as I had to get rich on my own. I didn't know you could just read a book and do it. That way was much easier. So I was baffled. I knew those books worked and had the formula, but why couldn't they get it to work? This really made me curious. Then in 2004, I attended my first seminar. I didn't know you could carry on learning after school. Yes, I wasn't very smart. So if you're at least smarter than that, then you're laughing. I was at this seminar with exactly 100 people in it, and I first heard the fact that only 1% of people ever succeed at getting what they want from life. Now this really blew me away. Instantly I thought, what are the rest of you all doing here, as I'm the 1% in this room? I then began to wonder why people would attempt success in life when the odds were so stacked against them. As I'd never play a game with those odds, that would be mad. But they all seemed to be doing it. So this all made me furious, as I knew I could succeed and would succeed. They were all learning exactly the same things as me, but I knew that they wouldn't be able to succeed where I could. So then the question came out of me that changed the course of my life and ended up costing me my entire first fortune in 2009. I asked myself, why can I succeed and why can't they? I meant, why couldn't the 99% of people succeed? Doesn't much look like an expensive question, does it? Well, that question cost me well over $30 million. Eventually, I got my answer and led me to creating my Bug-Free Mind process in 2010. I found out why people couldn't succeed, and it turned out to be something really simple. I learnt that the world had been taught what to think and not how to think. How to think is left to chance and is therefore without structure, whereas what to think information is piled into a head which has no system for thinking. So paralysed by stacks of information and no system to regulate its use into getting what they want means that people worry, become afraid, get depressed, get overwhelmed, and can't apply what they learn to get what they want. And amongst many other things, could almost only use the law of attraction to create bad stuff. They could learn and feel good from learning what people taught, but just couldn't quite get it to work. So I realised there was a problem with the way success was being taught. And my epiphany moment came when I figured out that I had inside my head the missing piece of the puzzle. So I created the Bug-Free Mind process. And my ulterior motive for giving you this work on mastering the law of attraction is that you will take it and see that it can work for you. And you'll be curious enough to see how much more I can teach you in the full Bug-Free Mind process. But I also intend to give you probably the most valuable and applicable information you've found so far. Is that okay? My curiosity eventually gave me the answer, but cost me tens of millions to get it. That curiosity has led to you being here listening to this today. Maybe after you see some results, then you'll see that I can help you create a full life of success in all other areas of life too. The other irritation I became curious about was when I found out that only 1% of people succeed with personal development books too. This wound me up as I thought I must do better, and I'd teach things in the way my dad taught me. He was a teacher, and one day I was struggling to learn something my maths teacher had shown me. My dad showed me the way again, and I still didn't understand it, so he showed it to me another way, and I got it. I asked him why my maths teacher hadn't shown me in the way that he had, and he said to me that it is the teacher's job to teach it in a way the student can understand and learn it. It is not the student's job to figure out what the teacher means. So thanks to this powerful gift my dad gave me, I teach that way to you. In the process of teaching that way, I repeat things on purpose. This is why I have an extremely high success rate in my teachings, over 92% in fact. Not good enough, but I think you'll agree somewhat better than the standard 1%. And to enhance your listening, this was written and recorded in October 2014. I am British and I live in West Sussex, United Kingdom. I'm married to my perfect partner, Alison, who, much to her disgust, I used the law of attraction to find when I was just 21 years old. I have two children, David 15 and Sarah 12. In my career, I have gone from a C-grade student to a cabinet maker, to a business owner, to a multimillionaire investor, to broke, to a multimillionaire again. I've had massive successes and massive failures and been involved in dozens of businesses. I have a lot of t-shirts. Lastly, before we begin, if you're looking for a well-crafted piece of English literature that will be a pleasure to listen to and leave you feeling good but not leave you as a master of the law of attraction, then this isn't it. I'm blunt and to the point. I teach in a way designed to get you thinking by altering the pattern you use to think right now so that you can change your results in the shortest possible time. I'm going to keep this as short as possible, but I will not shorten this if I think it will affect the teaching of it and therefore the implementation of it. If I think I need to tell you something 10 times to get a point over, I will do, as it's my job as a teacher to get you results. If that's okay with you, then let's begin. Oh, I'll also make you feel good too, and teach you a fair few things which you secretly already knew, but you couldn't be certain of. So you're going to enjoy this a lot, and get results as well. Shall we begin? The first lesson then is this. As you go through this short process, you are to choose to always be delighted with yourself. When you feel yourself getting annoyed with yourself for not achieving something, not applying something, not knowing something, then you're to catch yourself in the moment and choose to stop and think for a few seconds. If you feel like it, then say this to yourself. I'm not delighted with myself right now. That isn't helping me. The past is the past. I'm delighted with myself for noticing that I was not delighted with myself. This is a very simple thought structure. You are turning discomfort into comfort, and the law of attraction is wholly reliant on your mind being one of calmness and self-control. So you are going to practice calming and controlling your mind. After all, there is no benefit in you being annoyed with yourself. So you can choose, if you want to always be delighted with yourself instead. Consider it now for a few seconds. See yourself not being delighted with something you haven't done, and then choose to change your thinking to being delighted with yourself instead. How you choose to think is under your control, despite what that voice in your mind will attempt to make you think. More on that later. Pause now and choose to be delighted with yourself. Then move on to chapter 1, the law of attraction.